Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show. Manic Monday.
Run away, blowing smoke. Your folks are worried. It's going broke. How did the fall? It's an all-new episode. Reality is a high-end reality that comes from above. Goodbye to the corn. There's no bigger love. In reality, we'll walk on the side. Trust and obey. There is no other way.
Yeah, it's a Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have no guests. We have nothing to talk about. Oh, yeah, we have something to talk about. We always find something to talk about. My team of co-hosts tonight, we have Miss Sherry Garcia, the oldest of the group, Paul. And we have the Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa. But we're going to kick it off with our intro, Manic Monday.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was a day. That's my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another Manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was a day.
Have a great show, guys.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Thanks for being here tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. It's March 2nd, 2015, and we have 17 days, 23 hours, 14 minutes, and 47 seconds until spring arrives. And I can't wait. But for right now, it's time for the Manic Monday Show with our host, Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess from Providence, and you might also know her from Big Brother Season 10. She's inviting her fans to be her special guest tonight, so that means all of you who are listening to us live need to call in and say hi to Michelle. Don't be shy. Dial 1-347-237-5506 and call in and say hi to Michelle. Tell her what your favorite reality show is. Talk to her about Survivor or The Amazing Race or The Real World or whatever your favorite reality show might be. She wants to hear from fans tonight. Myself, Cherry Garcia, and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting. So we're going to say a quick hi up to Paul from Minnesota and then bring our host up on air with us. Paul, what's going on up north in Minnesota land?
Well, hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. You may not feel like you're feeling better, but you do sound so much better than you did a couple weeks back, certainly. So we hear the improvement, even though you might not feel it, and that's good to know. But we're up here in Minnesota, supposed to start getting some snow tonight. They say it might be the most single amount of snow event that we've had this winter, and I'm almost embarrassed to say what that is, anywhere between 3 and 6 inches, and we'll beat our single storm. So
we got more than that yesterday on the ground.
It's been, but I did see you're supposed to get up to 50 or something here in a few days. Is that true?
Yeah, like tomorrow, and then it's supposed to get cold again, and then the weekend is supposed to be like in the upper 40s, close to 50.
Okay, so, what's the countdown? Let me hear it again. I want to hear that springtime countdown. I love that you do
17 days, 23 hours, 41 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Yippee!
There you got it. Okay, let's bring her up. We've got our wonderful host waiting in the background for us. Let's play her intro and get her up here on air with us. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic?
Yeah.
Boy, you should know what you're to know.
Miss Michelle Costa, how are you?
What's up, everybody? It's the chilly frozen Portuguese princess. All I gotta say to you, Paul, is that 3 to 6 inches you got, that was an appetizer this morning for me. A little tiny appetizer when you get in the foo-foo places that they only give you one piece. It's another winter storm down the chute here in Rhode Island. We got about, I believe, 4 to 6 inches last night on top of our 10,051 feet, to be exact. Feels like that. But you know what?
I want to know your opinion, Michelle. They're on the national news, they say they're maybe 3 to 4 inches away from breaking the all-time record. I know you don't want any more snow, but do you have kind of the opinion of hell? You know, if we're going to do this, why don't we break the record?
Well, of course, I'm always want to win and break records, so bring it on. But guess what? That's going to happen tomorrow night. Just saw it that we are getting another 2 to 4 inches. So tomorrow will be maybe the breaker of another record that unhappily has been happening the past few weeks, whether it be snow amount, snowfall, or cold weather temperatures. But I loved your countdown, Cherry, but I have another countdown that'll make you guys happy out there. Would you like to know what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
5 days, 4 hours, 54 minutes, and I'm going to say 37 seconds is daylight savings time, bitches. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
because
I know this
you know
is
what?
Different. Wherever you live, this is a little bit different. But just the other day, our sunset in Minneapolis was right at 6 p.m. Local time. So that would mean we'll be at 7 p.m. So that is awesome.
So you guys, I know it's 17 days away, and Cherry's going to give us the different times as we go along because you want to hear this to the second, to the millisecond. But that's something for you guys to look forward to. I mean, that's like 5 days away, and you're going to see the sun a little bit longer, which we call vitamin D, which we call happiness.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, gosh, that just felt good to tell everybody out there. I just want to say, what's up, chat room? Don't you feel better now? I mean, a little bit better now? Unless you're down in, you know, Maui right now, sipping on a margarita. Jealous of. We have so
Maui,
much to talk
Maui.
About today. Yeah, I'm going to Maui. I mean, let's just go to Maui. Don't you want to go to Maui?
I
want to
move there.
I'm going to become a coconut dealer, a vendor. I'm going to become a coconut vendor.
I've been telling Rich I want to move to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I want to move to Costa Rica and never look back.
Don't look back. So, you know, they have the internet there, so Blog Talk Radio will still be involved in Cherry's life.
Yeah,
don't
you know.
Worry about it.
So, Michelle, you
Costa
mentioned
Costa Rica, you guys would never know.
You said you would go to Maui and be a coconut vendor, obviously a reference to one of our survivor people. Would you fit in, not necessarily what your category is, because Cherry kind of opened my eyes to this. She would have been considered a white collar, but when she's at home and when she lives her off work life, she is a no collar. What would you put yourself in, Michelle?
Interesting, Cherry. I would consider myself a blue collar. I think that I've been a blue collar. I've always worked hard and worked a lot of jobs and seen just a lot of different types of way of how you can really break your back doing work. I also think I have a little white collar in me because I did do a lot of real estate and stuff like that. So I consider that kind of white collar-ish. And I think some things I'm spontaneous and that I could be no collar, but I think I definitely would fit in the blue collar. What about you, Paul?
I don't think I have as much no collar mentality as Cherry. I mean, I was never a deadhead, certainly blue collar.
Blue collar. All right. Well, seeing that we're talking about Survivor, I wasn't planning on talking about that right away. I was going to talk about it a little bit further, but I did have to throw that pun out there. So let's get started with Survivor. We've had so many, this week itself with Amazing Race and stuff. So we're going to touch base with everything. We're going to talk about Mob Wives. Oh, my God. Was I the only one screaming at the TV? I want to hear the voicemail. I want to hear the recording. Whatever the hell it is, I want to listen to it.
I know.
While I'm being baptized.
Do you think that
maybe like the next show, they'll listen to it. But I think they were playing off like the baptism, going back and forth, and like it was just kind of like with the music. I was like, I can't believe they're doing this to us. I was literally wanting to throw the TV. I was having a Mob Wives tantrum.
Well, I was too, but I was, and I'm hoping that you're right. But I was thinking I was worried that maybe there was some legal reason that they wouldn't play it and that we'd never hear it. But I hope we do.
Well, if we don't hear it with our own ears, I'm sure Drita's explanation of what she heard is going to give us an idea of what was on there. You know, what do you guys think it is? I think that there's some sort of recording of her saying that her boyfriend, the one that she called the ratted on, that didn't really happen. She was like, doing it vindictively. Maybe something like that, kind of what I was getting of between what they were talking about and the next episode. What do you guys think? Cherry, what do you think?
I'm like you. I want to hear what's on that voicemail. I just want to hear it so bad.
I'll be honest with you. I do not like the new Natalie. I think she's nothing but a troublemaker, even though that they're all, troublemakers in their own rights at their right timing. But I feel like, she's just on the show. She's not anything, mob wife-ish. She's not one of the main characters. I feel like she's trying to become one, possibly.
I don't like either of the Natalies.
I kind of like the other Nat D. Is it Nat D? Yeah. I don't know.
Like
there's something about her.
I don't. I feel like they're both from Philly. They need to go back where they came from, get the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, did Drita's line say, I'm going to take her right back to where she goes, exit Philadelphia?
Yeah. I mean, both of them, for sure. That's what needs to happen. They're both Philly girls. Go back to Philly and stay there. Neither one of them needs to be on the show.
Yeah, let's see more of Carla.
Yeah. Bring Carla back. Get these Philly girls off the damn show. They don't belong there.
And, of course, everybody knows that Big Ange and Carla were on Manic Mondays, so obviously they must be listening to this right now. So we love you, Carla and Big Ange.
Yes.
We love you guys. I also love, I didn't think I could love Ange any more than I do. I mean,
oh God, I love Big Ange.
She's not awesome. And then when she stuck up, when her cousin was going to get, ratted on. And I love the fact, I never saw her come out of her, like, shell, you know, and be aggressive with anybody. But I was like, hold your own, Big Ange. Good for you. She finally, like, you know, had enough and was just like, no. I thought she was going to, you know, cause some mayhem. But I love Big Ange. Paul, are you a Big Ange fan?
Always have been a Big Ange fan. She has been the, you know, the calming voice of reason, and I really appreciate that. And her personality is outstanding too. But the one that, if I remember back when this show first aired in the very first season, I was not that much of a Drita fan, but I love her. I love that, you know, she's got a family again, and we get to see that and all that stuff with her kids and going to Disney World and making that scrapbook for their dad. Oh, I just loved all that stuff too. I mean, sure, I love the fighting, but that was cool to see.
Oh yeah, I like seeing that side of Drito. You know, we weren't able to see that. We did see her daughters and stuff, and we don't really see much of her. Well, actually, we haven't even seen her husband, but we do hear him on the phone and stuff. But love the scrapbook. Love her daughters. They're so beautiful and so smart. And, you know, she's like, you know, oh, you know, what do I say? You know, some kids' parents, you know, they can't make it because they have to work. Mine, he was on probation, you know. And you got to love Drita. She's been, like, for me, I've been watching her all this season because, especially coming up to this point, she's given nothing but, you know, the back of Nat D. And it's been going back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, oh, my God, the Drita, the old Drita is going to come out eventually. And I am afraid for whoever's in the way because I don't think she's even going to see who's in front of her. She's like, everyone's going to get knocked out. Okay. Because Drita's going to be a crazy person. I mean, just what she was saying when she was listening to that phone call. You know what? One thing I was a little surprised that she didn't go to the baptism. Didn't that surprise you guys just a little bit?
It did surprise me. I was, but you know, and then it cut away to the reason was because she was meeting with Natalie D. But she could have scheduled that at a different time, I would think. That did surprise me.
Definitely, it was strange. But and also the fact that Nat didn't go because isn't she now good friends with all of them, you know? And it was just a little strange for me. But I feel like next week's show is going to be even crazier. And if anybody has anything to say out there listening, because you guys are the special guests tonight, and I know there's a lot of people out there in the chat room that are watching it. So if you do have something to say, call in 347-237-5506. Make sure you press 1. We'll be here all night until 8. So if you are a little late in calling it, a little shy, go get a glass of wine, unwind. And we're going to move on because we have a lot to talk about. Let's go back to Survivor since I did say we were going to touch base on that and then we went back and forth. Okay. So we saw the premiere of the 30th episode of Survivor, Worlds Apart. And we have the blue collar, the white collar, and then no collar. No collar would be free. We're going to break it down a little bit. I actually do have the list of everybody, so maybe we can go through it quick. And I do have a couple of fun facts.
Uh-oh.
About a couple of people on there. One is BB affiliated.
Really?
So what do you guys want to hear first? Yes. So what do you guys want to hear first? Do you want to hear white? Do you want to hear no or blue? Spit it out. Terry.
Whatever you prefer. Go for white. That's my least favorite
white
team.
All right. Well, we have white, which my favorite player is on the white team, but it's for more reasons than just the game. Okay. number one, we have Miss Carolyn, the corporate executive, who was involved in a little bit of getting put on the chopping block early. Well, she found the idol.
Oh.
She found the idol just because she knew that there was some funny stuff going on. And so she kind of just followed them, and she went and found the idol. Good for her, right? I mean, She didn't have to use it. I thought she might have had to use it because I wasn't quite sure how they were going to go. But she found it. I mean, Paul, that was good just by her laying back and watching the prey, preying upon the vital.
Yeah, I was just like Cherry. At the beginning of the episode, I really didn't think much about her, but by the end, I was a fan of hers, and especially because of what she did. I mean, she was very observant, and she even knew from, you know, past survivors that it's in a, you know, unique looking location and tree. I'm a fan of hers, big time.
I think she's going to be definitely one to reckon with. What's your thoughts on Carol and Cherry and her fighting the idol?
I think, you know, she played a pretty good game, I think. Going
so far,
out and
so good.
Finding, yeah, going out and finding the idol without even seeing a clue. You know, she's holding her own around camp. She was observant enough to watch the two who did get the clue, knew what was up, knew they were lying, knew that her name
was... Now, what would you
have
done, Jerry? What would you have done? Would you have taken the big bag of beans? Or would you have taken the little bag of beans?
I would have been honest. Like most of them out there said, I think it was too early in the game to screw your team over. At that point, you want to sort of win favoritism with your team.
And have food.
So I certainly would have went the honest route and brought back the big bag of beans. I would not, because they all know what's up out there. They know that if you come back with that little bag of beans, you got a clue, you know.
Now, is this new, them using the beans? Are they switching out the rice? Did they find out there's more fiber in beans?
That could be. Usually it's been rice, but...
Yeah, they're switching it up on us. That's probably a very smelly tribal area. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Paul, what about you? Would you have taken the beans, or would you have deceived the team and gotten
no.
the title?
The only reason, and it seemed it was happening too early for this to be a reason, but if I thought that I was, you know, threatened to be voted off, certainly I would have wanted to find an idol, but that's too early, you know. I would not have. I would have been honest and, you know, brought back the big bag and, yeah, I'm with Jerry on that one, too.
Well, I actually agree with both of you guys. I would have also, because it was so early in the game and the fact that a lot of them felt they already had their head on the chopping block because they were picked first or whatever, I would have been like, definitely for sure. And then I would have still tried to look for the idol because, as we've seen, you don't need the map or a clue to find the idol.
Right.
Just
but you know what,
get
Michelle?
Away. What, Jerry?
The thing is, The two of the ones that brought back the idol, I mean the honest bag, were accused of not being honest, saying that bag isn't big enough. They
yeah,
got a clue,
yeah, you're right.
And were thought to be lying to their team because they came back and told them the honest to goodness truth. So,
see,
you know,
you're damned if you do, you're damned if you
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
damn you, Bean.
It kind of made me think when they brought it back and got accused of lying, it's like, damn, maybe they should have taken the you know, the dishonest route, because they certainly got accused of being dishonest, you know? So I don't know. That kind of pissed me off a little bit when, you know, they were like, you know, that bag of beans should have been a lot bigger. You know they got a clue. And I was like, damn, girl, they were honest. They did the big bag of beans. And here they're still getting accused of being dishonest. That made me mad. So,
yeah. Especially watching it, because you're thinking, okay, I would do this, but wait, now should I have done it differently? But we will see how it all plays out. Let's go with the next white person. Well, white person, white collar, that sounded bad. We'll talk about So, who is the retail buyer. And So, unfortunately, saw her flame get extinguished. She was involved in the decision of whether to go with the big bag of beans or not. And we saw what happened with her. I was actually really glad that, you know, they kept Carolyn. I was worried. But I also at the same time said, you know, they're going to keep her around because she is the older, one of the older, you know, for them. That's what they look at sometimes. And that they can beat her, but she's still athletic. Moving on, we have Tyler, who is the ex-town agent. He seems like he's going to be an interesting character. I can't wait to see what he does and how he will go with the team. My favorite, okay, who is Joaquin, and it's strictly because I think he probably is very smart. He's the marketing director, and he was picked first to lead the pact. And he's kind of good looking. It's not bad to look at. So that's one of the reasons why I like the white team. No, I'm just kidding. And let's go to the last one, which we'll talk a little bit about because I do have some information on him. Actually, no, we have Will too. They said Will is the white collar because he's a YouTube sensation, correct?
Will is
no, he's
black,
not.
No collar.
He's on the.
He's
no collar.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I didn't get that wrong. And we have. And I'm sorry. We have Shireen, who is the Yahoo executive, and she was kind of in the talks about being, you know, one of the ones to be put up. But I think there was too much going on between So and Carolyn and them trying to get each other out, whatever. We have. Who I want to talk about, who has a little bit of a BB winner affiliation, Max, you guys, who is the media consultant. He seems really cool and interesting to me. Does anybody have any idea of who I might be saying that he is a friend of?
Okay.
Did anybody
hear
anything?
Max, I will do this. On our Thursday show, Big Mike Albright, who went out to the finale, actually got to meet a couple of the future castaways. Max was one of them, but Max is also somebody that has been on the social media for quite a while talking about Survivor and was actually...
he teaches a
Facebook,
class.
He was Facebook friends or something with Big Mike. And we did learn, just like Cherry just said, he taught a reality show. He's a college professor. He taught a class on that.
He teaches a class on Survivor.
So if he is related to a winner, I got to think about he's from Northern Illinois area, I believe, because Mike said he taught at Northwestern University. So I'm trying to think who would be a winner in that area. I can't think of who's won from that area unless it's close enough to Detroit. Does he know Dan Giesling?
No, but I like the way that you thought of things out, Paul, and I thought you were going to get it. I thought you were right there.
Maybe Matt?
No, he's actually friends with, you guys ready for this? Ian.
Ian.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes. Yes. From what I've heard, this is like from a source, but he is friends with Ian.
How?
I don't have those details. I just received a Facebook message from somebody that I can't disclose yet because I'm not sure if they want me to reveal this stuff. But I am. So I don't have all the details, but I just do know that they are friends. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so if you don't like the white team, but you're an Ian fan, maybe, you know, that would be something to interest you in the white team. Okay, so blue collar holla. All right, well, we have Dan, the postal worker, and Dan seems like he's going to be an interesting character, kind of one of those, like, old school timers that wants things done the way he's known it to be done forever, and that's just not how it's going to go. Paul, what do you think about Dan?
I like Dan. I am certainly worried about him. He really, you know, it was like he couldn't win for losing. He, you know, when he was speaking up, he got called for that. When he was quiet, he got called out for that. I mean, you just can't please these women. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Watch it, Paul, because daggers are coming through the phone and I'm sure the chat room. Daggers. And there's even
them.
Archive daggers that haven't even hit you yet. Okay? You better watch out for the week, buddy.
I love the fact for us TV watchers, I love the fact that he introduced himself as, he says, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I'm going to make it memorable. You're going to remember me, and that I enjoy. I like to know somebody's going to be a memorable castaway.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I definitely feel like he is going to be off the chain. Like you said, whether you win or lose, you don't know what is going to happen. So he might go out with a bang early, or he might go out with a bang late, or you never know. He might slip through the cracks and be as quiet as a mouse, which we hope not. Maybe I'm saying this wrong because it depends. Is it Callie? She is a state trooper. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if she can work her magic like Derek with his skills. We have Miss Lindsay, who's a hairdresser. That'll be good because some people might need some hairdressing, and I know it helped out some people. And you know, Rennie did the hair. You know, we didn't want her to go anywhere. You know, because she took care of her hair. I do have somebody that I know who is who's BFF with the brother of Mike Holloway, which is the oil driller. And I maybe can eventually disclose the source, but I need to discuss with them first. So I'll get back to you guys on that. But just know that I know that somebody is, so maybe we can get some inside scoops.
Is this somebody in the reality world or just a regular person that's a friend of yours?
No, that is reality world.
And how soon do you think you'd be able to feel comfortable revealing this?
Oh, I mean, all I got to do is just ask, but I didn't ask yet. And I'm sure it would not be a problem. And I'm sure that possibly we can get them on to maybe speak a little bit more about them, because there might be some sort of gag order to not allow the actual person, you know, to come on before the show's over. Without divulge secrets, I mean, just maybe give us an idea of, like, you know, them outside the reality world. Somebody that I'm interested in because, you know, I kind of feel like a little connection with them, you know, a little East Coast, obviously. Rodney, the general contractor. I like him. Like, I think, like, he's going to do really well, especially with his team. I think he's going to work well with his team. You know, he's got the tattoo. He's got the story. He's got the girls. It's kind of like a setup of, like, Russell, you know, how he had it. So what do you think, Cherry? Do you think Rodney is going to be maybe a little played a little bit differently, maybe not do kind of like a Russell thing? Or how do you think that's going to work out for Rodney?
I don't know. I think he might be one of those that plays a little too hard too fast.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm kind of worried about
that. With his group that he has right now, I think he's got a lot of the girls where he can convince them to get rid of Dan, because Dan's already, you know what I mean? Like, Dan's got the focus on him right now. You know? So I think if he plays it right, he can bounce off some of the onlooks of him. Because as of right now, you need the team, you need the strongest, you know, the ones that do the most back at camp to keep you guys going before you get to the kind of merge. You know, there's a lot before. We don't even know if these three groups are going to turn into two groups. So we will find out about that. All right. And am I missing anybody in the blue collar team, you guys?
Sierra.
Miss Sierra. Oh, my God. Yes, Sierra. She is a barrel racer. Wait, she's in the no collar, right, Paul?
No, she's in the blue collar.
Oh, she is. She's a barrel racer. What I understand, it probably means what it is, barrel racing. But I would like to know, because if this job doesn't work out for me, I think I could make a lot of money if there's a lot of money in barrel racing. Wouldn't you want to do that for a job? I mean, doesn't that sound fun?
A long time ago, maybe.
Barrel racing. Interesting.
Yeah, you have to be very physically fit for that. I mean, that's...
That's intense stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the
apparently
barrel full
Steve Helling
of, like, wine or beer?
I don't think so.
Because I'd race that barrel to the bottom and then I crack it open. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you see, Cherry, I'm sorry. I was having a moment.
Apparently, Steve Helling had something to do with getting her on the show, at least assisting her in some way.
He had
I'm not
his
sure
people
exactly
call her
how.
People.
Something like that,
Her people called his people. His people called her people.
Yeah. So that was a little tidbit we found out from Big Mike.
Interesting. I like these little tidbits we're getting here.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, then let's finish it off with the no collar. We have to love the no collar. They're just free and happy and... They're just, you know, not white or blue collar. Let's see. We have the beautiful Hallie, or it could be Haley. My niece is Hallie, so I'm going to say Hallie. She's a law student. We have Jen, who's a sailing instructor, which I also think that's pretty cool. We have Joe, the jewelry designer, which he seems like he's going to be probably trying to lead this pack a little bit. Seems like he, you know, is kind of like one of the head honchos, I'd say. We have Nina, who I love her. She's the hearing advocate, and she is deaf, and she actually showed her ear pieces that she had, which were very high tech, and I'm allowing her to hear. And I think she's just going to spread, you know, so much word and awareness from the different people that never really know about this different type of new age products that they have out there. And maybe somebody out there watching didn't know that there was these different new products coming out to help them out, you know. And, you know, she's not just the lump on the rock either. She's doing stuff. She, you know, in the competition, she's going to be a force to reckon with, I think. Paul, what are your thoughts on Nina? I'm sure you love her too.
I do love her backstory and her, you know, her cochlear implants for her to hear. I can't imagine how awesome that was when she first got those. But I really didn't feel like I got to see much of her, as much of her in the premiere episode. And I'm really worried seeing next week where she kind of loses it for some reason.
Well, we'll see. But we also don't really know about how they do these editing. Because sometimes if you don't see somebody, that could just mean that they are just kind of hiding back and there's more going on. So I guess we'll see. Thank you, editing. Really appreciate that. You really boggle our mind. We have, well, let's go to like a little coconut vendor. I wonder how much money he can make off that. I mean, we got Vince who, oh my God, a little
we
bit.
We found out a little bit about that too, Michelle.
Okay. Cause I want to know, because it's a little bit kind of like, weird stalkerish kind of thing that he had going on.
Paul, do you want to tell her what he pays for a coconut and what he sells a coconut for?
I don't remember who. I thought it was you that broke that you get him. You can get him coconuts for 50 cents or something on the streets, and he sells them for what did you say, $4.50 or?
It was actually Mike that broke that news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so wait. So he buys a coconut for how much?
For like 50 cents. And he sells them for $4.50. And, I mean, even on Shark Tank, those are great numbers. I mean.
I love the Shark Tank reference. Love it, Cherry.
We'll have to send
Shark Tank our bill for publicizing them on Manic Monday.
Let's just get right away to, you know, his behavior with, he's already fallen in love with Jen, it seems. He's already jealous. He's selling
too much jelly with his coconuts.
He needs to keep his coconuts in his pants. Whatever he has left of them, because by the time Survivor's at the end, they're down to a leaf. If we're lucky for that. So take your coconuts and keep them to yourself, Vince. Vince is going to be one to watch.
He's so jelly. That kid's so jelly, it's not even funny. Well, how do you feel about Joe? I mean, he was just like all kinds of upset. And then when he gave her that hug and they did the cameo with her, and she started talking about how they smell, and she's like, don't put all that up in my face. You know, she was just, and they're only there for 2 days, right? Can you imagine when he's hugging her, like 2 weeks from now, trying to put those armpits in her face?
Oh, my God. Jen's cameos were pretty funny, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm too crazy about Jen. But her cameos are great. I mean,
I know. Don't be putting all that up in here, my face. You know.
But the thing is that she knows what she's doing. She doesn't want it all up in her face. But she's gonna hug on that extra couple of seconds just to make Vince even more coconutty than he already is.
Yeah.
He's been sipping on that coconut juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's a little. Out there.
I agree.
He's playing that game.
Jen seems to be really intuitive, and she knows what's going on just by, you know, her observing. So,
Jen's got him by the coconuts. So, if he wants to keep those profit margins, as Cherry said, Shark Tank will be on top of him and say, cut Jen off now. He's going to take all the profits. And at this point, Vince might lose his game because he's letting his coconuts get in front of him. But we will see how that goes. Did I miss anybody?
Will.
Okay, well, he is a YouTube
sandwich maker.
Do we know?
YouTube sensation.
What did he do? Did I miss the YouTube sensation part? Like, shouldn't they showed us something? Oh, wait, wasn't that him? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a flashback now. Paul, please jump in. I just had a flashback.
He said it was something to do with he and his wife just impromptu got out at a filling station or something and started dancing. I have yet to go find the video, but
well, they have to be doing some real crazy dancing, Paul, for them to put him on Survivor's YouTube. I need to see this dance, Paul.
And I'm with Cherry. I think he's probably he probably works at Subway. He's a sandwich maker because that's what he was selling on the beach. Remember?
Yeah. He said he was going to make him a sandwich, and so I figured he must be a sandwich maker when he's not being a YouTube sensation.
No, no, but we need to find this YouTube sensation video because, I mean, I would have enjoyed the Grumpy Cat, to be honest with you.
Grumpy
I think he
cat.
Would have done, he would have made it at least to the merge. I'm going to put my money on it, but we can't really go by that because we're going to actually, let's hashtag Grumpy Cat for Survivor. Kitty Cat Worlds Apart. We're gonna get that trending, you guys. We're gonna make coconut millions. Okay. Well, you guys, that's going to be a lot of trying to figure out who you like, who you don't. It's gonna be a great season. I think there's some great characters.
I think so too.
I'm excited to see how these teams work out, and let's move on because we have a couple more things to talk about because we'll be finishing up in about 60 minutes. Hey, Cherry, can you give us an update on the spring? When are we expecting spring?
In 17 days, 22 hours, 59 minutes, and 7 seconds.
Yay!
All right, well, we have 5 days, 3 hours, and 33 minutes. I think I got that right. Oh, I got the wrong last time. Till daylight savings time. Put it in your calendar, people. All right, so we also saw Amazing Race, which
yeah.
came right after it. And it's a different kind of Amazing Race. They had the couples, and then they had the 5 new couples. I didn't get down the names and all that kind of stuff, you guys. I can only do a little bit at a time. I don't want to overload you guys. Maybe we can go over the names and stuff of them next week, seeing that we focus a little bit on Survivor. But let's give you guys a little gist on if you didn't catch it or if you're going to watch it in your DVR right after this. They have these 5 other couples, which are basically on a blind Amazing Race date that lasts 30 days at least. And so far, so good. I mean, like, what, 3 of them are top 3 or top 4? Right?
Yep.
I think there might have been one couple. I think some of them might have a chance. And at the same time, I think it's like kind of like weird. I mean, like being in Big Brother, you meet somebody for a minute, but every minute's like a year. And the experiences that they're going through, it's not something typical, you know. So at the same time, it's exciting. But then when you go home, guess what? You're not in a helicopter, you're not soaring, you're not doing all these crazy different stunts, and life goes back to normal. Maybe you just don't like that normalness. So I think there might be a couple couples that might make it through. Though I have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not on the names yet, but the doctor and the nurse, or she's a fertility nurse or something, to me, they're the ones that I want to watch.
Okay, that is Blair is the guy, the doctor. Haley is the
yes.
is the nurse, and she in that premiere episode seemed to be a little too ditzy for Blair's taste. But by the second episode on Friday, it looked like they were getting a little more cozy. Don't you think, Cherry?
Yeah, initially, I think Haley, you know, was just getting under Blair's skin so bad. But by the second episode, I think he was coming around and accepting her a lot more.
and I think they were meshing a lot better together.
I think that the opposites attract kind of thing. Like, you know how they say you don't want to date somebody like you. You want to date somebody opposite of you. And Blair seems like a very, like, stickler, tied to the throat, you know. And she seems more, like, carefree and stuff. And kind of I believe that that's, like, sometimes what's great in relationships is to have somebody different than you, you know, because you could date yourself, and how fun would that be? I mean, I would have a blast dating myself. Paul would have a blast dating himself. Terry would have a blast dating, and you guys out there. But you know what? Not everybody's as awesome enough. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to see that kind of yin and yang, and the feeding off each other, and the quirkiness, and kind of like every moment. Like, I think that's what's awesome. You don't want to be like bored. You kind of want to be like, I can't believe you just said that. And you're like, yeah.
I think, Cherry, right. Am I correct, Cherry, in that Mary was saying that she kind of saw them as a Jeff and Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
She said. Yeah.
I could see that. I think it's going to be fun watching that. We don't want to cut it too short with Amazing Race, so we'll talk more about that next week when we kind of get the feel. You know, it takes a little bit to get the feel. You know, for me, it takes a little bit to pick who I like in Amazing Race. Like, I need to watch it a few episodes in.
We both felt, and I'm speaking for you, Cherry, but I know you said this too, that it was great to have an hour and a half premiere because too often it's not enough to an hour long one is not enough to really get to know some of these people. I felt we got to get to know these teams a lot better with that hour and a half.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And I also love New Kids on the Block. I'm just saying. Okay. Let's go real quick. We only have a few more minutes left. Can we talk about Real World Skeletons?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. I was so worried about who was coming from Madison. Am I the only one that was sharting in my pants? I was like, oh, don't bring back the boyfriend. Don't bring back the boyfriend. I will beat you up, MTV, if you bring back the boyfriend. And they brought back the sister, and I was like, okay, wait. I wanted a little bit more craziness. But then when we found out what happened with their history, I love Madison. I'll be honest with you. I don't judge anybody by their past. I think that your past makes you who you are. In the future, if you make it positive and try to become the best you can be every day. And I just see her as a beautiful woman that's been hurt and has had a lot going on. And, you know, I just want everything for her to work out good. Am I the only one that wants to just hug her?
No, I'm behind on this show, but I adore Madison.
I am right with you, Michelle. She is just, every time she's hurting, I want to reach through the screen and hug her and tell her everything's going to be all right. And she's just a wonderful spirit. I really do like her too.
And hi, Bruno. Waiting on that call back. Joe, if you're listening, get on Bruno. Joe. Who do we know who's coming next week? I love seeing the baby, by the way, too, the baby.
Yeah, that was cool. And sorry, Cherry, but yes, Jason's little daughter is born, and we get to see the baby.
Yeah, the baby. Terry's like, okay,
yeah,
well, right after
I
get
up.
Off, she's going to catch up. She's going to see the baby. She's going to see Madison's sister, by the way, beautiful, gorgeous, and I'm just so glad that she was actually able to move on from what her side of what happened, and it crushed me because you could tell that she looked up to Madison And it was just, you know, one of those things where, you know, I had friends that were on drugs and stole and, you know, and you don't want to shut these people out, you know, because you feel like you're actually responsible for things that they do. You have the guilt. But at the same time, you need to shut them off and not allow them to enable themselves to go out there and do this thing. So it's kind of like a struggle within yourself. So I'm sure her sister was kind of like happy and free to be able to let her know what it's done to her. And Madison never knew. And I think Madison knew, but never had it put in her face and, you know, realize there's consequences to your action. And I think she really womaned up when she didn't realize it. And it was really just, you know, not a reality moment. I think it was a life moment.
Absolutely.
It was really, really intense and awesome. And
you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna enjoy it. I know we spoil a little bit for you, Cherry. And I know because you've been ill, it's hard to keep up with everything. But all the shows, but this is one you can look forward to.
But Cherry, you know what a good thing is that I've watched it every week, and every week at the end, I'm like fast forwarding, and it's telling me that there's no more show, and I'm like, no, I want to watch the next episode, please. Just give me a little bit more. So you get, like, if you have the opportunity to, I don't know if you missed two or three shows, to watch it back to back, oh my God, it's going to be like euphoria for you.
Right, we're down to what, two episodes left?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, looking at it, going, who's going to be in the next challenges? Because there's a lot of dynamics here, and I want to see all of them back to the challenges.
I just wanted to say, as we're getting really close to the end here, can we do a public service reality show, public service announcement, Cherry? Don't waste your time on Sexbox. Would you agree?
Oh, God.
On Sex Box, what the hell are you guys talking about? I need to find this box.
No, you don't. It was bad. It was really bad.
It's a show on the We Network where they parade out several couples within an hour show that get interviewed by some experts. They have some sort of sex problem in their marriage, and they usher them into a soundproof box on stage. There is an audience. They go into this box on stage, and they have sex, and they come out when they're done, and then they talk about it.
So, okay, well, that's a good way to end Manic Monday. I couldn't have actually asked for a better ending. I'm ready to find my sex box. That's why we gotta go, people. And I have my camera with me. It's gonna cost you $99.99 to watch it live, and I will send you guys the information for billing. It will start immediately at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is also 5 hours, 5 days and 3 hours away. No, 4 hours away from daylight savings time. So you might be able to see me as the sun is setting wherever you are. Okay, great. We're done the show. I'm gonna blame you, Paul. You brought up the sex box. And I actually am going to stop myself and say what a great show tonight. We were able to discuss a lot of what's been going on. We will start off with the sex box next Monday. And make sure that you guys watch whatever reality show you are watching. Take notes, whatever you're going to do, and come back next week for another Manic Monday, my maniacs. Paul and Cherry, do you guys have any sex box talk you'd like to say before we go? Because I got to go. There's a box with some coconuts calling my name.
I just want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday
at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for Mike on the Mic, which is our Survivor recap show. And if you haven't met Mike Albright, you've got to come and check him out. He is the biggest Survivor fan on the planet. He's amazing. He's going to be bringing on some big Survivor alumni guests to join us on Thursday night. So make sure you join us for that. And then on Friday nights, we do the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show, also at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And that is with our host, Mary Conley, from two seasons of The Amazing Race, being seasons 10 and 11. 11 was All Stars. She was part of Team Coal Miners with her husband, David, from Kentucky. And I don't think there's ever been a team more loved than Team Coal Miners. Absolutely heart of gold people. Everybody loves them. And she comes on and recaps The Amazing Race with us 1 hour after the show ends every Friday night. So join us for both of those shows at the end of the week. We hope you guys have a wonderful week this week. Take care. And make sure you're back here again next Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa at 7
p.m.
And I
plan
Eastern,
on breaking some sex box records. There you go. Woo! There's going to be icicles coming out of everywhere. And I hopefully it's more than 6 inches. Of snow. Of snow, so we can break the record. You're Cherry.
Oh, okay.
And Paul, sick, sick, sick. I love you guys.
Love you, Michelle. Take
love
care,
you guys. Bye, everybody.
Have a great week. All right, we're going to wrap this up. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And those of you who are getting another storm, be safe out there. We've already gotten hit. And I know it's heading east, so be careful out there, folks. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And to those who are listening to us later in podcast, we love you guys, too. Thanks so much. Here's Ron to take us out for the evening. God bless.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. It's always good to see some familiar names pop back up in our chat room. Cindy, it's great to see you. Jason, thanks so much for all you do for us. I just love our listeners, our fans. We have the greatest in the world. All right, everyone, that's a wrap for tonight. Paul? Say good night.
Good night.
There we go. All right. Have a great week, everyone. Take care and be kind to each other.